What are your thoughts on the decision handed down from the Supreme Court this morning on the Affordable Care Act?
Two levels of disappointment. The first, most obvious level, is that I was hoping the bill would be overturned, and it was upheld. The second level of disappointment is that, frankly, the American people were lied to. The American people were told very explicitly that this was not a tax. And as it turns out, it was recognized for that which it is. It was a tax, and the largest tax increase in the history of the American Republic.
Are there any portions of the bill that you would have kept?
There is. Of course, it's all interrelated. That said, there is something specifically about something called dual eligibles. There is a problem currently with how Medicare and Medicaid structure funding, which needs to be reformed. And frankly, the bill had some things that would begin to do that. So indeed, there are some things that are positive. But to focus upon those relative to the fact that states and the federal government are going to be stuck with huge bills going forward that we cannot sustain overwhelms those things which I would consider good.
Okay, and let's bring this down to a state level. How will this affect the people of Louisiana, taking into consideration the economic climate here and things of that nature?
First, it is inhibiting small businesses from creating jobs. There's uncertainty regarding the taxes and regarding the reporting burdens that are placed upon them. So if you speak to a small businesswoman right now, she's very concerned as to whether or not she should hire more or prepare for higher taxes and more regulation and the cost thereof that's coming down. Secondly, there is an expansion of Medicaid in here. Right now, Louisiana had such a difficult time balancing our budget last session because of the cost of Medicaid. We're about to have another huge issue regarding Medicaid, and all this is before the requirements of Obamacare. That said, the Supreme Court somewhat limited the application of the Medicaid provision, but then that opens up a whole other can of worms of how do you pay for the folks that Obamacare insists be covered. Our taxpayers are just going to either see it on their federal tax return or their state tax return, and there'll continue to be negative effects for the economy.
And finally, looking forward, now that the Supreme Court has handed down this decision, where does the GOP go from here?
Well, clearly a lot depends upon November. If President Obama is reelected, he will claim this is a victory, and frankly, it's a victory for deception. If President Obama is replaced, then presumably President Romney would do something which is more patient-centered, less injurious to the taxpayer, and more likely to be sustainable over the long term. As a conservative, I hope President Romney is elected.
That being said, there's been a lot of talk that Obamacare is Romney care or is very, very similar to what Romney had passed in Massachusetts. What has the GOP argument been to that, and what is it going to be within the upcoming election?
I think it's self-evident that there's a huge difference between what a state elects to do and that which is imposed upon the American people. And so if the state desires to experiment, and put in, and by the way, under the Constitution, states can coerce behavior. They can actually force people to buy things. Then the state is allowed to do so. On a federal level, it's quite different. Secondly, I can say that Massachusetts has some of the highest insurance costs in the nation. Indeed, for small businesses, they are the highest in the nation. And so I would say, you know, way back when Romney and the others gave it a good college try, well, they gave it a good college try. But if we fail to learn from experience, we are doomed. And that is the system that Obama, by deception, imposed upon the American people. That's a bad deal.
Representative Cassidy, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Hey, thank you, Ashley.